Trump attorneys blast Fulton County premature release of indictment, glaring constitutional violations. By Joel B. Polak on August 14, 2023. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump blasted the apparent release of a draft indictment by the court in Fulton County, Georgia, on Monday, saying it was the latest of several glaring constitutional violations in the investigation. As Breitbart News reported earlier on Monday, citing a Reuters report, the Fulton County Court website displayed a document that appeared to be a list of 39 charges against Trump, similar to an indictment, before the document was taken off the site. The Office of District Attorney Fani Willis denied that he had been charged yet by a grand jury. Critics observed that the premature publication of an indictment or a set of charges could be seen as a violation of Trump's due process rights. In a statement, Trump's lawyers said, "The Fulton County District Attorney's Office has once again shown that they have no respect for the integrity of the grand jury process. This was not a simple administrative mistake. A proposed indictment should only be in the hands of the district attorney's office. Yet it somehow made its way to the clerk's office and was assigned a case number and a judge before the grand jury even deliberated. This is emblematic of the pervasive and glaring constitutional violations which have plagued this case from its very inception." Trump's attorneys did not indicate whether they intended to file a motion to have the case dismissed, as suggested by fellow Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. The term mistrial was trending on X, formerly known as Twitter. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.